This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas rockets are still being shot at neighborhoods near the southern Israeli city of Sderot, about 3 kilometers from Gaza. The town of about 30,000 is home to many new immigrants who now find themselves caught in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Natasha Mazgavoya reports from Jerusalem.
Masar Shayerdo said she is grateful for support the evacuated immigrants receive in Jerusalem, but being away from home for a long time and uncertainty as of when they will be able to go back to normal life is difficult.
You are waking up in the morning and you have nothing to do. It's hard. For the kids at least, a solution was found. They wake up in the morning and go to study.
She and other immigrants shared their concerns with the government.
They said it will go on for many months. Something needs to be done. We need to be able to work.
The Israeli government is preparing its citizens for the possibility of a long conflict. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Russian attacks in Ukraine have wounded at least 14 civilians as the president of the European Union's executive returned to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. There were 26 cities and settlements overall in the region that came under attack over the past day. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that talks during her sixth visit on Saturday would focus on the path for Ukraine to join the European Union, quote, and how we will continue to make Russia pay for its war of aggression. The death toll from the earthquake in Nepal has risen to 157. Most of those killed were crushed by debris when their houses, usually made by stacking rocks and logs, collapsed. While rescuers were scrambling to rush aid, operations are hampered by the fact that many of the mountainous villages could only be reached by foot. Tents, food, and medicine are being flown in as thousands became homeless overnight. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.